The Transport Ministry has raised eyebrows after it was revealed this week it might use prisoners in highway and road construction to help curb costs. So far, the ministry is keeping quiet about the exact details, but the Justice Minister, Jiří Pospíšil, was more candid, saying the idea of prisoners helping build the country's roads was indeed being considered. Jan Wellinger has the story.
The concept of prison labor in road construction may not be new. It was used even in communist Czechoslovakia, but certainly not in the Czech Republic. And some were taken aback this week when it was confirmed the Transport Ministry was considering bringing prison labor on Czech roads back, that in part to bring down highway construction costs. Here's what Transport Minister Vít Bárta said earlier this week.
I can tell you regarding this idea that we conducted a little winter experiment around Christmas time, but I'm afraid I can't say more yet. We will make more details available next week.
By contrast, the head of the Justice Ministry, Jiří Pospíšil, was more forthcoming, saying that currently new options on employing prisoners from Czech penitentiaries were being considered, and that a pilot program was being put together. The Justice Minister.
We are looking for new means of employing prisoners from Czech jails, and one of the possibilities is cooperation with the Transport Ministry. Our economists are weighing the numbers now to see how advantageous such a project would be.
Potential problems remain which could arguably jettison the plan from day one. For one thing, some in the construction business have made clear already that they're far from thrilled by the possibility. The president of the Czech Association of Construction Entrepreneurs, Václav Matyáš, for example, appeared honestly taken aback, saying he couldn't imagine how the project would work. And according to sources, the construction business already has some 30,000 people who are currently out of work. And that begs the next question. Even if used, what exactly would prisoners do? Physical labor and road work is certainly needed, but skilled workers able to handle heavy machinery are required more, and that is a profile most prisoners obviously wouldn't be able to fit. Finally, perhaps the most serious hurdle is this. International law currently bans private firms from using prison labor, and it is private firms that are used to extend or build the country's throughways. So daunting hurdles all. The end of the road on these questions remain unclear for now.
Jan Wellinger reporting. I am now joined by Chris Johnstone for the weekly roundup of business news.